New Thinking Aloud is presented by the California Institute of Human Science. Mind, Body, Spirit University, a leader in fully accredited in-person and online U.S. degree programs in many of the topics we cover here. Visit their website at cihs.edu.
Thinking Aloud. Conversations on the leading edge of knowledge and discovery with psychologist Jeffrey Mishlov.
Hello and welcome. I'm Emmy Vadnais, co-host with Jeffrey Mishlov. Today we'll be exploring creativity with my guest, Jeremiah Broadway, who is an artist, producer, and DJ. Additionally, he is a volunteer with New Thinking Aloud, and he's joining me today in St. Paul, Minnesota. Welcome, Jeremiah.
How's it going, guys?
What has led you into wanting to be a volunteer with New Thinking Aloud?
Becoming a volunteer with New Thinking Aloud, it was a little bit of a synchronicity in that I was watching your interview with Shannon Taggart.
Yes.
When she mentioned she was from St. Paul, that I thought that was really interesting, that she was local. I thought that was really cool. And then her last name, Taggart, is also, I have a friend, a really good friend, who also has the last name Taggart. So they're not related, but that was meaningful to me. But that kind of started the chain of events where I looked into you and where you were from. And then I noticed that you were also from St. Paul, Minnesota. And then that was just like, I was already in the back of my mind thinking of volunteering for New Thinking Aloud. So when those coincidences happened, that kind of just what pushed me over that. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna submit to the form. You guys got back to me like really quick, and yeah, no, I'm happy to be volunteering, doing like the TikTok content or making the shorts.
Yeah, the short videos.
Because I really do love New Thinking Aloud. I think it's like such a cool project of what you and Jeffrey and the entire team is doing. And it's just such a good repository of information and knowledge. It's helped me in my life personally, and I know that it can help a lot of other people too.
Yeah. Well, we're so blessed to have you, and it's been fun having you on the team. And how did you first learn about New Thinking Aloud?
I really like to listen to long form content on YouTube. So like a lot of times I'll be going to the search filters and like sorting by videos over 20 minutes. And I think I got into New Thinking Aloud. I think it was a video on Rudolf Steiner.
Yeah.
And I think I saw a video with like Jeff. I can't remember exactly what the interview was, but when I saw that interview, like the quality of content and like the depth of knowledge and like, whenever I find like good YouTube videos like that, I always go to the channel and check it out. And then I was just like a little kid on a playground, just seeing like all the different videos you guys have of just like spirituality, like reincarnation, like all these big questions that I've always asked myself. It's like you had this entire repository of knowledge that went in depth of like all these different subjects. So I literally just like binge your content, you know?
And what has Rudolf Steiner done for you in your life?
I think with Rudolf Steiner, I listened to his book on Knowledge of Higher Worlds, and that kind of got me thinking of like, you know, thinking of the influences of like how, I want to say just like higher spirits or higher beings can have an influence, on us. And I guess how you can be in communion with the knowledge of higher worlds too, if that makes sense, but not in like an egotistical, like I want to have more power type of way, but almost like a mutualistic symbiotic way. And I really like what he says about how you have to have like a deep reverence and a respect for everything around you, you know? But I'm currently listening to it for the second time to kind of refresh my memory on it, because the first time I listened to it was years ago. Yeah, I really like his philosophy. I like his paradigms of how he sees the world and, you know, how he sees like spirits and consciousness around us.
You are a DJ and a producer, and you're also into making really creative videos. What inspires you with all of your creative pursuits?
So I would say I've been a creative person just my entire life. I grew up in a very creative family. Like, I grew up in the type of family where I could always go to my aunts and uncles and ask them to play something on the piano. And I'd always be blown away. Like, my dad was a music producer too. So he had a studio in our basement, and it was really cool to see like all the knobs and gears. And like, so it was definitely like something I was born into. I'm definitely passionate about like music And my goal ultimately is I want to be able to like sustain myself and my eventual family through like my own creative pursuits, whether that be, you know, DJing, whether that be producing, whether that be like producing videos. But right now I'm just kind of in a process where I'm exploring what I kind of like. I have a vision in my mind of what I want to create and the content I want to create, but I'm still doing the work to like bring it to fruition. And that's involving like right now I'm learning a new software called Touch Designer to focus more on like a visual aspect to my music. Cause a lot of my songs and a lot of my work, I think it's very good in terms of like musicality, like it's up and it's remixes, but I feel like there needs to be like a visual component to kind of marry the two together. And I think that's going to involve really cool visuals, like very, very distorted, almost corrupt, grungy, I'm almost thinking like avant-garde visuals with some sort of dance component in it, along with like some music. And it's kind of like a merging of technology, music, and rhythm. That's kind of like the vision I have in my head right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Neat. There's a lot of different directions to go in, which is part of, I think, why you have so many different ways that you're able to be creative, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely like, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time, because I'm very scatterbrained in that, like, you know, I have like different thoughts on a bunch of different stuff, but then sometimes it can be difficult for me to like, you know, bring it all together and, you know, fixate or focus on one thing. So it's like, you know, I'm very interested in like creating these videos and creating music, but I'm also like, my attention is getting captured by cryptocurrency and like Bitcoin too at the same time. I don't know if we talked about that at all, but it's like, and then also like all the technology that's coming out, like artificial intelligence. And it's like, yeah, it's difficult to like, it can be difficult for me to like focus and fixate on one thing, you know. Yeah. But I know that's like, that's part of the thing I'm working on right now, is becoming more regimented and more disciplined, and like how I more methodical in how my days go. So it's like part of that's been like keeping a journal, like, and I feel like journaling has helped me to like talk to myself, you know. Because like I'll talk to myself in my head, right? But then when I write it down, it's like I can have a conversation with my past self when I'm reading it, or my future self, and to really plan out the day. And that's something that's actually helped me a lot. You know, my days feel a lot more orderly and not as spontaneous, you know. But sometimes when you're being creative, it's also nice to have that spontaneity. Like you don't want to have too much order.
Yeah.
If it becomes like too orderly, then it's like, I don't know, it loses its, it's like flavor or its personality. Yeah.
You want to be in the flow with your creative process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Versus like trying to structure it too much.
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
And when you're also harvesting discipline with intention.
yeah, because you can have all the ideas that you want, right? But if you don't have like the discipline to actually like carry it out, that, or the structure, then it's like those ideas can't actually come to fruition. And that's kind of the part that I'm working on, is like cultivating that discipline, you know, to get it, to allow that flow state to occur and to actually get the ideas out there.
So one of your videos went viral. Can you share a little bit about that experience?
Yeah. Which video are you referring to?
Exactly. You've had a couple go viral. which was the first one?
I would say it was probably in high school under a different account. It's on YouTube. It's called A Simple Sample. And basically what I did is I would do these drawings, these MIDI art drawings, in the FL Studio piano roll. So basically it's like you have this piece of software where you can input notes, and this is typically just to do like chords or just to do like piano notes. But what I did is I started to like draw pictures on it regarding like different memes that were going on at the time. Like Lenny Face is a meme with FL Studio, and I posted it to Reddit and that went viral. And that account, I did that for maybe about a year or two, and then I kind of just like, I don't know, I wasn't as passionate about it, but I had like a series of different viral videos on that account. But that's kind of like, I would say my first like viral videos that I've ever done.
Mm-hmm. And didn't you have one also with music where you did a mashup?
Yeah, yeah. So there was a period, I want to say like 4 years ago, it was like 2020, post-COVID, maybe it was like 2018. I can't remember exactly the time frame, but I was on a TikTok grind. I was just like making a bunch of remixes where I would just take songs, remix it, and I'd make it. TikTok videos, and a lot of those would go viral on TikTok, and I was using that to kind of promote myself as a musician. And the most successful one that I had was one where I actually got recognition from Lizzo. And the way that happened is I stumbled upon a TikTok where she was asking, like, she was just being really casual with her audience, like, who's all out there making these remixes? Like, I just need to know. And I took it seriously. Like, she was talking to me. And that's basically
and that's
the video I made. I was just like, oh, so I responded to that video, because you can do that in TikTok where you can respond with people as a duet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm a DJ, I'm making remixes. So, and the video was me taking her song, Good as Hell, and remixing it with an Adele song. I think it was Rolling in the Deep. And when I posted that, when I post things, I don't really expect much, you know. I kind of just put it out there, and just if it goes viral, then it goes viral. If it doesn't go viral, then that's okay too. And to my surprise, like, Lizzo actually responded to it. She re-duetted it, and that's what that video just went, like, parabolic after that. It just got shot to the moon. I think it ended up getting like 30 million views. That was something that, like, it put a lot of attention on me as an artist, and it was very fascinating to, like, experience that whole thing. Because after that, there was, like, other opportunities that came up, like, shortly after I signed to a record label and stuff. And it was really interesting. I'm no longer with that record label anymore, but it was really interesting to just go through that experience of, like, having something go, like, ridiculously viral, you know, and then having to crash back down too, you know. And I can see how people really get addicted to that feeling of, like, oh, like, people, like, love me, and people are commenting, and because it is really addictive, you know. And then I think part of the thing that I think about too is, like, trying not to get too attached to the numbers, you know, not getting too attached to the likes and the views, because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, that's just the reason why I do this is not for the views or for the attention. It's because, like, I just want to be creative, you know, and I want to, like, express myself, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, I've noticed that with New Thinking Aloud, with putting out videos on New Thinking Aloud, that some of these videos it's variable on how many thousands of views that they will get. And I've since my time here being a co-host have let go of, you know, just trusting that the right people who are meant to view it or check it out definitely will. I also noticed that when we were talking earlier, you're wearing a necklace here. Can you tell us a little bit about your pendant?
Yeah, so this is the sign of Jupiter, and I'm not really that big into astrology, although, like, I love, like, consuming content regarding to it, especially on, like, New Thinking Aloud. But I got this as a gift from my fiance, because she has Saturn, the symbol of Saturn, because we met when Saturn and Jupiter were in retrograde. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of just a little pendant that's symbolic of, like our love, and symbolic of her.
Yeah, and I was telling you that Jupiter, my understanding of Jupiter is that it's about expansion. When you look at synastry, relationship astrology, many astrologers will say that Saturn is necessary. It's sort of the glue. It's the commitment. It's a discipline in a relationship. Having the Jupiter conjunction, it's like there's a solidity to your relationship and a groundedness, and also an expansion of that. Mm-hmm. And so I just think it's really fun to see. I don't think I've ever seen anybody wear a Jupiter pendant before. So it's really fun to see that with you.
I think your analysis of that was, like, wonderful. And I thought that was really,
thank
really
you.
Cool.
Yeah. What fuels your creative process or helps you as a creative person? Because I imagine people listening are thinking, wow, look at what Jeremiah has done. And he's a volunteer with New Thinking Aloud and helping out with the creative process there and has had success in his life. What do you think has helped you in that regard?
That's a good question. I'm not sure necessarily what the fuel is. It's more something that's just, like, something that I'm drawn to. And if I'm not doing it, then I feel like I'm not living up to, like, what I need to be doing. Mm-hmm. I know when I'm at my best, I'm, like, creating something. Mm-hmm. And then I guess you can get into the subject of, like, okay, so once you get that inspiration, it's like, because I almost think of, like, inspiration too is, I don't think, like, these ideas or these thoughts are entirely mine in the first place. I think it's more so, like, I'm in communion with a spirit of some sort. Mm-hmm. And you could say that it's God. I would like to think it's like a God or a heavenly spirit that allows me to, that gives me the inspiration to, like, create art. because I don't know where a lot of these ideas come from too. Like some, they'll just pop up in my head and then it's more like I'm catching it, or it's like, it's like, hey, if you want to bring this to fruition, like it's in your head right now, like, and it's up to you, like if you want to bring it out, you know? So it's, yeah, I don't know where the ideas come from. And it's like the ones that are the most compelling, they just stick in my head and it almost like begs to be like, oh, you got to make this, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they just pop up in my head, but other times it's more of like a process where it's like, I need to sit down. I need to try things over and over again. Like maybe if I get a job to like, hey, make a remix of this song and they send me an acapella, like it'll take me multiple times, a lot of times to figure out like the direction I want to go. Mm-hmm. So in that case, it's more of like a, cooperative process, I guess, with myself or mm-hmm. with the daemon, or you could even say it's a daemon of some sort, that is working through me to create something.
So you feel that it's something outside of yourself versus your own self.
I think it's like a relationship of some mm-hmm. sort, like mm-hmm. a mutualistic. I would hope it's a mutualistic relationship. They right. definitely don't want like a parasitic relationship with like, and you know, I think some creative people can actually get involved in that sort of stuff where it can become like a parasitic relationship either with the people that they surround themselves with or just with the ideas that they're putting out in the world, because it's like by putting out these ideas, you know, it benefits them indirectly in some sort of way that allows them to indulge in like pleasure and whatever that may be.
Right. Or that people get attached to what they think they want and they're not always using their powers necessarily for good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has that always been natural for you to just listen to that daemon? Do you feel like it's something that has been with you, or do you feel like you've just become more aware of it?
So I think it's something that I've become aware of thanks to like New Thinking Aloud too. It's not something I really thought of until I started consuming a lot of the content. A New Thinking Aloud. I think there's another specific video where the speaker is talking about being in relationship with a daemon. I think it's Bernardo Castro, mm-hmm. Where he talks about like this daemon that that works through him and it compels him to write. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's when he's not doing that. Is like I resonated a lot with what he was saying and kind of my experiences in being a creative, and listening to his experience kind of helped me piece together like, okay, maybe this is what's happening with me.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to share a little bit more about how you've been helping with New Thinking Aloud?
Sure. The way that I've been helping with New Thinking Aloud is I've been creating a lot of short form content that's been living on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. And kind of my goal is to kind of spread the messages and the of New Thinking Aloud. Mm-hmm. And just because I think the information is so valuable. And I think it brings a lot of awareness to something that is a lot of the times kind of hidden mm-hmm. or a bit more esoteric. Mm-hmm. And these are things that don't necessarily need to be esoteric. Mm-hmm. So by creating these short bits of content, I'm hoping it will inspire other people to maybe learn more about themselves or to learn more about, you know, consciousness as a whole, because I think that we're all connected together. And I think one of the reasons why, you know, my generation, Gen Z, Gen A, tends to be so anxious and depressed is because of a feeling of disconnect mm-hmm. from like the greater whole of the universe, or you could I would say God. And it's in that disconnection I think, which inspires like fear, anxiety, and like doubt, you know, mm-hmm. like a sense of meaning in life. So, and I just love the project so much. And I think it's something that's fundamentally doing a good to the world.
Yeah.
And it's something that makes me like want to be a part of it as well.
Yeah. Well, you've done an excellent job, and many of your videos you've made have gone on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. We put them up on Facebook and they've gotten thousands of views. And so thank you for helping share these messages for everybody to find what really resonates with them within their own creative process in life, right? Because one could say we're all creating. You and I are creating here today, making this interview, right? Like getting everything set up, and every day is a creative process. And also to be able to connect with what is meaningful and purposeful in their lives so they can have more joy and peace and love and connection as well. Is there anything else you want to share about creativity and consciousness?
If you're a creative person, then the best thing you can do is put out your work mm-hmm. and stay true to yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be creating for other people. Don't be creating for views or mm-hmm. for I wouldn't even say like it, but it's like a balance that has to be had, you know, because mm-hmm. as an artist, it's like you need to, you want to create also to express yourself, but you also need to make a living. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to like have a conversation with yourself of like what that balance should be, mm-hmm. because you also don't want to like sell yourself, mm-hmm. you know? And I think as you become more successful as an artist, I'm kind of just like, speculating right now, as you go on that path as becoming like a successful artist, mm-hmm. you know, the temptations to pervert your art for money or for whatever it might be might increase, you know. So I guess I would just say like, stay true to yourself, mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to like say what you think. If you're a creative, like you want to be authentic to yourself, you want to stay true to yourself. I think put out stuff that is meaningful to you. Mm-hmm. And I know it might sound weird to say, but like, don't create for other people. Mm-hmm. Create for yourself. Mm-hmm. And if people resonate with that, then that's a bonus, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think in order to be happy as an artist, you really need to create what you think. But it obviously it's easier said than done, because, you know, it's easy to lean into like your own insecurities, or like people aren't going to like this, or people are not going to accept me, or people are going to make fun of me. But I just know from personal experience, like to get the most meaning fulfilling from life by being creative, you really have to be authentic to yourself.
Yeah, great message. Jeremiah, thank you so much for all that you have brought to New Thinking Aloud. Thank you for being a guest today, and thank you for bringing your beautiful heart and spirit and authentic self with your creative process, and for sharing your insights with others here today as well. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me over into your beautiful home. I really appreciate the opportunity. I never thought that I'd be interviewed on New Thinking Aloud, but
here we are.
Yeah.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Jeremiah. And for those of you watching or listening, thank you for being with us. You are the reason that we are here.
Book 2 in the New Thinking Aloud Dialogues book series is a tribute to parapsychologist Russell Targ, celebrating his 90th birthday. You can now download a free PDF copy or a beautiful printed copy of issue number 6 of the New Thinking Aloud magazine.